Bitcoin going up thanks to inflation and Solana with interesting partnership in Japan. That and more in the Crypto Talk this week.
This show is brought to you by SwissQuote.
This video is not a financial advice. In today's episode, we will focus mostly on Bitcoin due to the CPI print, but we'll also talk details about Solana. So let's get first started with this news story right here, which essentially started with the CPI print, which was the best reduction month over month since April 2020. So estimated was about 3.8% and effective CPI print was sitting at 3.5%. That essentially means due to the energy index, so due to the reducing energy costs, essentially the CPI print was more positive than the market expected. And at the beginning, the Bitcoin price was just reacting maybe 1%, maybe 1.2%. But in the following 24 hours, we have an essential 5 to 10% gain in the entire crypto market. So generally, people are again very euphoric and very bullish. But most traders are saying, don't expect too much due to the range that we haven't exited yet. And we will look at the chart in just a few seconds. But essentially, we are still in that same range trade environment that we have been before. Now, of course, if we talk about the Bitcoin price in the last couple of weeks, it looks like a reclaim of around $65,000. And that is still due to the Iran war and all of these things. So the Bitcoin price is not really coming up to speed with the general market. And you can really feel the essential tension in the market. Now, the question is, of course, if a peace deal or a peace treaty is signed, will we see more positive Bitcoin signs? Or is it the Federal Reserve reduction, the essential reduction that we'll see that will bring positivity towards the Bitcoin price? Now, if we jump to the chart, we can see the following image. And this is exactly what the traders have been talking about. Essentially, we're sitting at 64,700, and that is still in the first third of the entire range. So we're not out of that range yet, and we're still kind of slowly but surely working our way up. That is, of course, still bullish. But if we look at the price in general, we cannot see a bullish turn just yet. Of course, we did have a bottom at sitting at around $57,000 just a couple of weeks ago. Since then, we have kind of turned the corner, if you will, and it is looking a bit more positive, but still, in my opinion, we're not out of the woods yet. Essentially, if the war kind of escalates further, if the Federal Reserve raises the numbers, of course, then and only then, we will see kind of lower numbers on the Bitcoin price. So $54,000 is still on the table. I wouldn't count it out, especially since people are still talking about the four-year cycle, which would reach a kind of a turning point towards October of this year. So that would technically mean the bottom is not in yet. So the question is, will we see a lower price in terms of Bitcoin? That is kind of the bigger question, if you will. Now let's jump to Japan and let's talk about Japan's numbers right here. And especially let's talk about the partnership between Japan, SBI and Solana. So we are talking about the partnership between SBI Holdings and the Solana Foundation. Solana Foundation is now part of SBI R3 Japan, and they also built a new company called the Solana or SBI Solana Global Company. And the main idea, RWA, real world assets and tokenizing new kind of assets onto the blockchain. And that is essentially what this partnership is about, which is very interesting considering that SBI did have a huge investment in Ripple and a mega kind of partnership there. And still, they have supported Solana in this case because it's more efficient, it's a faster blockchain, maybe more usable, if you will, as well. So essentially, that is the and essentially, the range is still in play. So as soon as we cross the three-digit number, then I would say Solana is back in play. Until then, we will either be in this range or one range lower, which essentially would mean Solana is not an investment opportunity right now. But of course, Solana can turn the tables quite quickly. because as much as it corrected, it can also jump towards the upside. That was it from the Crypto Talk this week. Make sure that you're subscribed to not miss any other crypto news. I will see you on the next one. Have a good one.
Trading and investing carry risks, including capital loss. CFDs and digital assets are volatile and not suitable for everyone. SwissQuote assumes no responsibility for accuracy or losses from its use. Products and services are offered only where legally permitted.